It's cold out here. Everybody crazy.
Navigating these beats and breaks, steady repping that Golden State. Watchtowers to the Golden Gate. Gratitude for my dinner plate. Meditation for goodness sake. Determination all in my face. Germination day by day. Pen and paper, I make my way. Criticize, but I never hate. Synthesize what I create. Pray to God that y'all relate. Go to work even when I play. Study what them prophets say. Steady grinding at my pace. Footsteps when I leave this place. Protest, but don't catch no case. Pursue my goals, but I never chase. On time, even when I'm late. Every 24, I clean my slate. Universe is where I make my space. Try to spread love till I meet my fate. Underneath it all, searching for the ultimate love. Grinding for the ultimate love.
Freemason jar. You may ask, what is the ultimate love? Well, wrote a verse about it. Like to hear it, here it go.
This ain't the type of love that you read about. The type of love you wanna come see about. The type of love you wanna cross seas about. Just can't leave without, just can't be without. A gracious love never leaves you stranded. A greater love you can't take for granted. A love that'll never make you panic. A love that's neither depressed nor manic. A love that's beyond romantic. Arctic, Indian, Pacific, and Atlantic. A love that makes the sun kiss the earth. A love where you can turn dirt into a church. Where? Underneath it all, searching for the ultimate love.
And I believe at this time, it's time to talk. Better yet, speak to you. I refuse to let a day go by without telling you I love you and that you are important to me. Even if that's all that's said for a day, in reality, that's all that needs to be said. I'm here for you, with you, even when and even though I'm not there physically. I know things are speeding up at an incredible pace for both of us as individuals, and even as things speed up, it seems like the destination is nowhere. But hold on. Everything changes. Always. And mostly for the greater good. And of course, the balancing act is draining. I, of all people, understand that. Yet along the rough trodden path, I still want to know your deepest regrets and fears, your wildest dreams, your entreaties to the divine, your twisted fantasies, your most sublime secrets, your most devastating pain. This is who I am. I will stand here and there, and I will reciprocate. Also, know that we don't have to be star-crossed chandelier hangers every day. We certainly can balance the profound with the trivial, the practical with the spectacular, the abundance with the otherwise. This distance, in real and imagined and intangible terms, is far from ideal, and the impediments to smooth transition are many. But I say to that, if it's not money, it's something else. And if it's not family issues, it's lack of fulfillment. If it's not Friday, it's Monday, and et cetera, et cetera. I want to live a life of balance and wonder in the present. And I hope that you want that for us and for yourself as an individual. To live anywhere else is fruitless. In any way and in any manner, you are loved in the truest sense. And that's not predicated on what you do or do not do for me or with me. I want you to know that. And you know how I know that? Because I try to tell myself these same things every day. Because ultimately, love begins within and radiates without.